We're living in very difficult, trying, painful times as the war in Gaza continues. One of the questions that arises that many of us are thinking about, I'm asked about, is how we react when one hears of the death of a Hamas militant, a commander, the assassinations of many leaders of the Hamas's militia, as well as the Islamic Jihad and others. How is a Jew supposed to respond to the downfall, destruction, the death of Sonei Israel, of those who hate us, those who try to kill us and to murder us? What's our reaction to be? How do we respond? How do we view such events? Is there joy? Is there celebration? Is it some form of commemoration? Is it really none of the above? Should we feel bad that this is what has to happen, this is what has to occur? So essentially, I'd like to try to address what the reaction, what the approach should be for a Jew, for Klal Yisrael, throughout the war, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, through its completion, the downfall, the destruction, and the annihilation of Hamas and all those Sonei Yisrael, those who hate Klal Yisrael, those who hate Bnei Yisrael, those who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's really no better time to address this question than the parshas that we find ourselves in, Shmos, Ve'era, Bo, B'Shalach Yisro, the parshas of Shibud Mitzrayim, the parshas of Geulas Mitzrayim. There's no greater enemy, the archenemy really of Klal Yisrael, is the Mitzrayim, Paro, as the Rambam refers to Paro as the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, when we look at the destruction of Mitzrayim, and we look at the downfall and the ultimate drowning of the Mitzrayim, Parshas B'Shalach, seemingly this is the sugya, and this is where we need to look and see how it is that Klal Yisrael response, and how it is that we react to their downfall. If you take a look specifically in these parashas, never do you find in any of the parashas, not in Shmos, not in Ve'era, not Bo, not B'Shalach, not Yisro, in the text itself, in the Kra, any reaction that's positive on the part of Klal Yisrael to the annihilation, to the destruction, the downfall, the death, and really even the drowning of the Mitzrayim. The Psukim don't say that Klal Yisrael were joyous, were happy, that they sang, that they cheered, and that they raised their voices in the annihilation of the Mitzrayim, the death, the destruction of Paro and Paro's commanders, his chiefs. You don't see anything about that, not throughout the Markos. In Parshas Shmos, Va'eran Bo, do you see anything that when the Mitzrayim were suffering throughout the Aseres HaMakos, throughout Dam, through Makos Bechoros, that there was any joy in singing? Adarab, the Medrashim point out, the Mefarshim note that even during Makos Choshech, Klal Yisrael would help the Mitzrayim. They would offer them food and drink. That there was a situation, a time where they were dehydrating, they were starving, they didn't have food, they didn't have water, they couldn't move. And the Tziv makes this point. Furthermore, it doesn't seem that there's any proof at all in the text that Klal Yisrael were happy, were joyed, were elated, were singing. Yes, in Parshas B'Shalach, we'll talk about Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir, and how to understand that. But certainly, in the Psukim themselves, there doesn't seem to be any positive, any smile, any happiness, any joy, Simcha, Sason, Rina, Gila, that does seem to be missing from the Parshas. Let's take a look specifically in the Parshas of Bo, B'Shalach, and Yisro, and take a very careful look, and note very, very interesting insights that seem to lend themselves to the fact that Klal Yisrael indeed was not happy over Mapolas Rishai. Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, immediately prior to the 10th Makkah, the Makkah of Makas Bechoros. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim limor. So we're still in Mitzrayim. We're prior to the 10th Makkah. We're prior to Makas Bechoros. Prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Prior to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Torah then tells us, in Mitzrayim, b'yom harishon mikra kodesh, b'yom hashvi'i mikra kodesh yelachem, kol melacha lo yas bem. It's here, dafka, in Mitzrayim, prior to Makas Bechoros, prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim, prior to Gulas Mitzrayim, prior to Kriyas Yam, so there's a mitzvah here that we are told in Doros, to celebrate the Yom Tov of Pesach. The first day will be Mikra Kodesh. Yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh. How could Yom HaShvi be Mikra Kodesh if we didn't even cross the Yom Tov? That's what Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi celebrates Kriyas Yom Tov 7 days from Yud Dalet Nisan. From the Exodus, we cross the Yom Tov and Yom HaShvi, that's the day that we celebrate the Yom Tov on the 2 days of Pesach. So if that's the case, how could it be that we are commanded, L'dor Doris for posterity to celebrate Pesach, when the Yom Tov never even occurred? This question is raised by the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma on this Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, asks this question, lays down a very, very fundamental principle. And I cite the words of the Meshech Chachma, who writes, L'dayti, the answer to this question seems to me, Hod Amlem Anta Davar Shal Doris, now that the Torah commands us, in the midst of the Yom Tov Pesach, which will be for posterity, even before we leave Yetzias Mitzrayim, to teach us the completion, the sanctity, the beauty of the mitzvos of Hashem. Ki kol ha'amim b'daseyem b'hani musios, yasu yom ha'nitzachon, yom ha'polos oivim lochul chag ha'nitzachon. When do nations of the world celebrate the holiday? It's dafka the day when the enemy has been destroyed, when the day that the enemy has been annihilated, the day that the death of the enemy takes place, that's when there's a yontif amongst nations of the world. However, says the Meshech Chachma, lo kein b'Yisrael, that's not how Klal Yisrael celebrate the holiday. And that's not how we establish a Yom Tov, not for posterity. Heima lo yismuchu apalos oivim. We don't celebrate, we're not joyous over the downfall and destruction of our enemies. V'lo yachogu b'simchal zeh, we're not going to be happy about that. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, Perek Chavez, ben folo yvech al tismach, when your enemy goes down, we're not going to be happy. A person who lives a life of perfection, a person who lives a life of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not joyous, is not happy when his enemy is killed, destroyed, annihilated. Because such joy is found wicked in the eyes of Hashem, and thus says the Meshech Chachma, that's why dafka now, before the downfall of the Mitzrayim, before Kriyas Yamsuf, before they were drowned, before Paro was annihilated, and before all the Mitzrayim see their final hours, that's why now the Yom Tov of Pesach is celebrated, to show us that we're not creating, establishing, and celebrating a Yom Tov for posterity. That's not a joy. And thus says the Meshech Chachma, that's why prior to Makas Bechoros, prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, prior to Geulas Mitzrayim, prior to Giras Yamsuf, that's why we celebrate this day of a Pesach before the destruction. Im Haya Hashem Yizbarach Shiasu B'Shvim Mikra Kodesh V'Kodesh Baruch were to command us in the Yom Tov of Pesach at the time of the destruction, the death, the downfall, the drowning of the Mitzrim. The world would think that we're celebrating in holiday. We've been commanded to celebrate a holiday with the downfall and the destruction, with the annihilation, with the drowning of the Mitzrim. And thus explains the Meshech Chachma very clearly, that's why now, prior to the Exodus, prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have been commanded in the Yom Tov of Pesach, a Jew doesn't celebrate a holiday. We don't establish a holiday. We don't create a Yom Tov on the death, the destruction, and the annihilation of our enemies. A Yom Tov is something different. The Yom Tov celebrates our salvation, our redemption, the deliverance from the Oyev, but it doesn't celebrate the annihilation of the Oyev. And the Meshech Chachma continues and explains that the same thing is true with the Yomim Tovim Midrabanan, the Yom Tov of Chanukah and the Yom Tov of Purim. Ein Hayom Moreh, says the Meshech Chachma regarding Chanukah, Rak al Hadlaka Shem and Zayis, V'chinuch Beis Hashem V'taroso. It's true, Rambam Be'abatim, it's true, there was an unbelievable military victory and the military fight of Klal Yisrael. But that's not what we're celebrating. The Yom Tov of Chanukah celebrates the Hadlaka Shem and Zayis, the Chinuch Beis Hashem V'taroso, Hashkacha Selukim Alamo Beis Yisrael B'zman Shalohay Anavi V'choz B'Yisrael. It celebrates seeing the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Pach Shem and a jug of oil that was supposed to only last for one day, lasted for eight. And thus, that's what we're celebrating on Chanukah. The focus of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is not the military victory. It's not the death of the Assyrian Greeks. But what we're celebrating on Chanukah is the beauty and the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again, to return to the Beis HaMikdash, to return to see the Hadlakos Neros of Chanukah celebrates just that. And continues the Meshech Chachma, V'chein B'neis Purim. Lo Asu Yom Tov B'yom Shnit L'Haman. O B'yom Shnergu B'Sonim. We don't ever celebrate a holiday the day that Haman was hung. We don't celebrate a holiday the day that the 10 sons of Rav Haman were hung. So that's not a Yom Tov. That's not halab happy. So therefore, what is the institution? Of the Yom Tov of Purim explains the Meshech Machuma, Rak Hayom Tovu Bayomim Asher Nachu Me'oivim. K'mo Sho Yitzrichim L'Nuchu. We needed a break. We needed a rest. We were delivered from the hand of the Oiv. Haman was destroyed. His sons were destroyed. His army was destroyed. And now we could return and to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu freely, without any disaster, without any travails, without any destruction, without any death, without any problems. Therefore, that's why there's a Yom Tov of Purim. And thus, the Meshech Chachma explains in a monumental piece, Klal Yisrael's Yom Tovim are not celebrated on the day of the annihilation, the death, the destruction of the Oyev. It's the next day, it's the day after. Chanu b'chafhei, after all the fighting. And the same thing on Purim, Bayamim asher nachum oyevim, like the Navi tells us in Esther Perek Tes. And the same thing as well is true with Mitzrayim. So therefore we see that there is no celebration, there is no holiday, there is no Yom Tov. Meshech Chachma continues and says there's another raya to this from the Parshas Bishalach, immediately prior to Kriyas HaYom Tov. The Torah tells us, Vayavo b'machane Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came between the machane, the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. Vayihanan v'choshech, vayoras halayla v'kol lo korav ze el ze kol halayla. And the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tesum Beis asks, what does it mean v'lo korav ze el ze kol halayla? And the Gemara citing Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says the pshat in this line is as follows: but also shah at that moment, bikshu malachi asharis lomar shir lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The malachi asharis wanted to congregate, to get together, to sing, to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the unbelievable mace of kriyas yams of klali so were delivered from the hand of the mitzvah of their oyev. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, v'lo karav zeh el zeh kol halayla. I'm not going to allow you to congregate. I'm not going to allow you to come together. Ma'ase yodai tovim bayom v'atem omrim shira. My handiwork, the mitzrim, are drowning in the sea and you're going to be happy, you're going to be joyous. Impossible. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that the malachim were prohibited from singing shira, and that's the pshat, says the Gemara, v'lo karav zeh el zeh kol halayla. The malachim weren't able to come close to each other throughout the evening. We'll have to address the question, if the Malachim didn't sing Shira, what allowed Klal Yisrael to sing Shira? How are they permitted? We'll talk about that momentarily. But nonetheless, from this Gemara emerges three practical halacha lemaisa. First, the Yalkut Shimon in Parshas Emor explains, Remez Tav Reish Nun Dalet, regarding the other two Yomim Tovim, the Yom Tov of Sukkot and the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it says Simcha. When it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Yalkut says, Shalosh Smachos Ksiv. Three times it says Simcha when it comes to the Yom Tov Sukkot. V'samachta b'chagecha number one. V'hiyisach sameach number two. V'samachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem shivas yamin number three. When it comes to Shavuos, it says also Simcha v'bapesach ein at the motzei shekazu b'afilu Simcha achas. Lama? Why when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach do we not see the word Simcha once? And he answers the Yalkut Shimoni for words, Bishvil Shemesu Bah Mitzrim. The Mitzrim died. And because the Mitzrim died, there is no Simcha. Maise Yodai Tovim Bayam Va'atem Omrim Shira. The Chok Yaakov Rabbi Reisher, in his commentary to Hilchos Pesach, or Rechaim Simitov Tzadi, quotes the Ma'aril in his Seder Tfilos of Pesach that says that the Nusach HaTfilah of Pesach is also different than the Nusach HaTfilah of Sukkot. Why? We don't say Zman Simchaseinu like we do when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Rather, we say Zman Cheruseinu. Because how could it be that we say Zman Simchaseinu? Because Ma'ase Yodai Tovim Bayam Va'atim Omrim Shira. The Chok Yaakov does note that from the Ma'aril and other Rishon, there is a Nusach, there is a Girsa that many did have a Zman Simchaseinu. But nonetheless, Osan Anogil Omer Kenen Limchos B'Yodim, we're not going to disagree with those who do say Zman Simchaseinu. And he has a pshat. Aval minageinu lomer zman cheruseinu, our custom, which has been the custom for dori doros, hundreds of years. Yes, on Sukkot we say zman simchaseinu, but on Pesach absolutely not. We do not say zman cheruseinu because ma'ase yadai tovim bayam va'atem omrim shira mesu bo hamitzrim. How could we be joyous? How could we be happy? Furthermore, the Shibolei Leket Rosh Chodesh, Simen Kuf Ayin Dali, quotes the Medrash Harninu. And the Medrash Harninu also points out another distinguishing factor between Sukkot and Pesach. When it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, 7 days of Sukkot, we say, Halal Shalom Gomrin Bo Asahalal. Avo B'Pesach Einonu Gomrin Asahalal, Elo Yom Rishon B'Leilo. The only time we say a full Halal on Pesach is day one, and Chutzlar it's 2 days. V'lama, why is that? And the Medrash Harninu quoted by the Shibolei Leket says, Shmuel ben Abba Amar ben Ufoloi Bechal Tismach, Lefishenitvu bo Mitzvim, since the Mitzvim were drowned, it would be inappropriate, wrong, to recite Shira, to sing Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maise Yadai Tovim Biyam Vatim Amram Shira. And thus we see from the Parshios HaShmos, Va'era, Bo, Bishalach, very clearly, that there is no Yom Tov, there is no joy, there is no Shira when it comes to Pesach like it is on other Yom Tovim. How can we celebrate? How can we be joyous at a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was required to drown the Mitzrim and to finish them off? However, when you reach the beginning of Parshas Yisro, there's a Pasuk. The Torah tells us, Vayichad Yisrael kol ha-tov asher asa Hashem Elokim liYisrael asher hitzilo mi'yad ha-Mitzrayim. Yisro was very happy. What was happy about? What was Yisro so happy about? So the pasuk tells us, "Asher tzilim yad Mitzrayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved the Jews, saved Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim. That's why Yisro was so happy, and that's reasonable. However, Rashi adds, "That's true in pshat, But the Medrash tells us something else. That the words Vayichad Yisro means Nase Besaro Chidudin Chidudin. That Yisro's body became prickled. Why? Meitzer al Ibud Mitzrayim. That he was very disappointed, distressed, overwhelmed, saddened by the death and the destruction of the Mitzrim. And as the Rashi quotes the Gemara, Hainu Darmi Inchi Giyurat Asara Dar Lo Sivze Arma Be'apei. And seemingly Rashi explains that Yisro was taken to task. He was saddened, he was overwhelmed, he was upset by the fact that the Mitzrim were destroyed. And Sforno makes this very point, and he explains, Vayichad Yisro al Kol HaTova, what was Yisro so happy about? Lo Samach al Avdan Mitzrim Karoi L'mikani L'chlod Kono. Yisro wasn't happy about the destruction of the Mitzrim and their annihilation like he should have been. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Nun Ches, Kinyan Yismach Tzadik Ki Chazanikam, a tzadik is so glad, he's so happy when he sees that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out revenge upon the enemy. So what was he happy about if he wasn't happy about the destruction of the Mitzrim? Samach al tovasam shal Yisrael kimrachim al dimas ha'ashukim. He was simply happy that Klal Yisrael were delivered from the oppressor. And now that Klal Yisrael was free and no longer were they being oppressed by the oppressive Mitzrim, that's what he was joyous, that's what he was glad about. But what emerges from the Sforno and from Rashi's Pshat is that really you should be happy. You should be overjoyed. Yismach tzadik yichazanikam. How do we understand this in light of everything else that we've just described? In light of the fact in the parashas Shmos Ve'era Bobashach, we don't see any joy, we don't see any happiness. We learned the pshat of the Meshech Chachma, the Shiboli Aleket, and the other Mefarshim, the Chok Yaakov, and others that say that we shouldn't be happy with the death destruction. Ma'isi yadik tavim biyom matemamim shira. But the pshat is as follows. If you read the Sforno carefully, the Sforno says that there is a time to be happy with the death, the destruction, the annihilation and the drowning of an enemy. When? Kiroi l'mikane l'chvot kono. It's limited to something who's mikane kvot kono. A limited group, a select population, the likes of Yisro. People who appropriately should be zealous for the honor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat in Tehillim. Yismach tzadik ki chazarikam. That if you're righteous, if you're mikane l'chvot kono karoi, those are the people that be happy. But the average Jew, the average population of Klal Yisrael don't feel and fit into that category. We fit into the category of the people are ma'ase yodim tovim yom atamon mshira. And therefore, as a result, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least according to the Sforno and Rashi, take Yisro to task for not being properly happy because he was roi lemekani lechvot kono. He was Yisro. He was the one who found the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He should have recognized and he should have been joyous about their destruction. So therefore you do see that there is a person and there are people who do have the right to be happy. It's those people that are able to see the wickedness and the rishus being destroyed. If you really see that and really understand that, those people could be happy. And indeed there are three rayos to this yisod. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that as Haman was placing or trying to place Mordechai onto the horse after Mordechai was recognized as the leader of Klal Yisrael and the leader of the situation, Ahasuerus had him in that position. Mordechai turns to Haman and tells him, put me up on your donkey, put me on your horse. He says, I'm so weak, I can't get up. And Haman is not interested in doing so. And thus Mordechai raises himself and climbs onto the horse. And then the Gemara says, Kisalig Bait Bay. He pushed, hit Haman. Haman responds and says, how can you do such a thing? Binafol Oivech Al Tismach. Frecht Haman, who do you think you are, Mordechai? How can you do such a thing to me? Fitting with everything we've seen, according to the parashios that we've seen, Binafol Oivech Al Tismach. You shouldn't be happy, you shouldn't be overwhelmed, you shouldn't be joyous when your enemy is destroyed. How will Mordechai respond? Hani Mila B'Yisrael. Al Bidchu Ksiv Atal B'Mosei Motidrach. Mordechai understands that he is like Yisrael. And Mordechai understands that that's true, b'nefol oivech al tismach. But Mordechai also understands the pshat in the pasuk of ha'at al b'mosei motidroch, that you should be lying on the floor and you should walk terribly on the floor. And when Mordechai understands the pshat in that pasuk, unlike most of us, it's Mordechai who can hit. It's Mordechai who can be gachin b'salik ba'atpeh. The likes of Mordechai, the likes of Yisro can have such a reaction. Furthermore, we find this halach in Shulchan Aruch as well, the end of Hilchas Avelos in Shin Men Hei. Shulchan Aruch writes, a porsha midarchi tzibur, somebody who leaves Klal Yisrael, a porik, Ne'ol ha-tzibur. Ein nechlalem v'chlal Yisrael. Such a person who is porek ol ha-mitzvos me'altzvar, who really leaves the Jewish people, and is porish medarchi ha-tzibur. Such a person, ein onenen, ve'in mis'ablim alem. There's no aninus for such a person. There's no avelus for such a person. But what do we do? Take a look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Acheim u'shakrovim lo shim levanim u'misatfim levanim v'ochlim u'shosim u'smechim. It's a yomtiv, it's a party, it's happy, it's joyous. Ochel, shos, it's a man. The death of such a person, we're not going to celebrate to the extent that there's not going to be avelos. There's not going to be aninos. We dress in white, you put on white. Ochlim u'shosim u'smechim. How do you understand such a thing? The Shach says, al she'ovdu sonav shel makom. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Be'ivud Rishayim Rina Usmeichem al Sha'avdu Sonav Shal Makom." Now, how many people do this? And the reason is that we don't paskin mostly, according to this Shulchan Aruch and the Pshat and the Shach, is because we are not on that level. We're not able to understand, to appreciate what it means that a Soni Yisrael, a Porish Midarchei Tzibur has left. Could be we don't have such people, could be we're living in a time of Tinoko Shenishbu. But nonetheless, unless you're a person who really feels what it means, like Yisrael should have, and like Mordechai did, that type of reaction is limited to those who really understand and really appreciate what it means to lose a Russia and for a Russia to be annihilated and to be destroyed. But indeed, if you continue, you'll note and see that this seems to be an explicit stira in Psukim in Parshas Mishlei. One of those psukim we already referred to, the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chavdal ben Folay Vechal Tismach, which it seems to be that all of the poskim and all the mefarshim are relying upon. That's what the Meshech Chachma has taught us. That's what the Yalkut has taught us. That's what the Chok Yaakov has told us. The Shibali Aleket. You shouldn't be happy. You shouldn't be joyous. But on the other hand, in Mishlei, Shlomo Melch tells us not just ben Folay Vechal Tismach, but more than that. The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, "Be'ivud Rishayim Rina." You should be very happy when the destruction, the downfall, the annihilation of a Russia. How do these two psukim work together? How do they jive? And indeed, the Tana de Be'elio, Rabbah, in the end of Parshat Ches asks this question: "Benefole ve'achal tismach, ulahalon humar be'ivud Rishayim Rina, keitzad yiskayim mushnei aksuvim halalu." How is it going to be that we're able to reconcile these two psukim? They are absolutely contradictory. On the one hand, Benefole Vechal Tismach, you shouldn't be happy with the downfall, the destruction of Oyev. On the other hand, the Ibud Rishon Rina, we should be very joyous, happy, Rina, Gila, Ditza, when a Rosh is destroyed. That is the stira in the Psukim, and that is what the Tana de Be'elio Rabbah raises. How do we paskin when the stira? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avos, Shmuel HaKatan Omer, Benefole Vechal Tismach, Shmuel HaKatan Paskins, you know how we rule, Benefole Vechal Tismach. And Shmuel HaKatan quotes this pasuk verbatim so much so Rashi Ben Yonah, the Rambam and other Mepharshim say, what's Shmuel HaKatan adding? It's a pasuk. What did Shmuel HaKatan do? Rashi explains, this was Margalev Epume. Shmuel HaKatan lived this. And therefore it seems to be that yes, the law, the halacha, lemaisa, as for how we're supposed to respond and react to destruction, to annihilation, to the assassination, to the downfall of an enemy of Klal Yisrael's Benefole Vechal Tismach, we're not joyous, we're not happy, we're not overwhelmed, we don't sing, we don't dance, we're not Koveh Yamtev. For those few who really understand what it means to, for the destruction of an Oyev, that creates a void of shame, Hashem in the world, and when that Oyev is gone, yes, for such a person, you could kick the Hamans of the world. You could react with Simcha, Kiroi, Lemekane, Kvodo, but it's limited. But how do we understand Shmuel? And the truth is, it's much deeper. Because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Amalehen Rabban Gamliel HaChamim, after Rabban Gamliel established the Yud Ches Brachos, the Shemona Esrei, asks Rabban Gamliel, Klum Yesh Adam Shiyodeh L'Sakim Birchas Amin, is there nobody who can establish, who can write, who can author the 19th Bracha V'la Malshin Malti Hisikva, a Bracha that's just talking about the destruction, the downfall, davening, praying for the end, Kirega Ta'ovid, for the immediate goneness of our enemies? Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'tikna, who was Misakin, who authored this tefillah, this bracha of the Malshinim, none other than Shmuel HaKatan. And let's ask the question, how can it be that Shmuel HaKatan himself, who says Benefole Vechal Tismach, and he lived and breathed that statement of Shlomo of Mishlei Perek Chavdalim. And the answer is Pashut, like the Mefarshim explained, that it was Dafka Shmuel HaKatan. Because Shmuel HaKatan understood B'nafolei V'achal Tesmach. And he understood really what it means not to simply be happy because we lose Rishayim in the world. But he appreciated so much that it's Dafka Shmuel HaKatan, who was Amad Shmuel HaKatan Letikna. Nobody else could be Mesakin V'Malshinim. And this fits with exactly what the Gemara says. How is it that Mordechai was able to hit Haman? Because Haman understood, because Mordechai understood the Pshat in the Gemara and the Pasuk, Va'atal b'masemo tidrach, when you're living on such a level, when you're from those unique individuals who understand what it means that there's a removal of rishus in the world, then such a person can live the Pasuk of Be'avod Rishayim Rina. And that's what Mordechai did, that's what Shmuel HaKatan did. And indeed, if that is the case, we can understand now how it was that Klal Yisrael sang Shira at Shira Sayam. Really? B'nefolei v'achal tismach. And more than that, as the Gemara says, Maisa yaday tovim b'yom v'atam omrim shir. We're not happy, we're not joyous, we're not overwhelmed. We're going to say a half a hallel on Pesach. So how can it be that Klal Yisrael are commanded by Moshe, by Miriam, to sing Shira? The answer is that Klal Yisrael were living the world of Shmuel HaKatan. They were living in the world of Mordechai. They understood and they appreciated that it shouldn't have been like this. They didn't want to have to turn to a situation where the Mitzvah would be drowned and killed and destroyed and annihilated. They were hoping that that wasn't going to be the case, just like Shmuel HaKatan lived the world of B'nefolei V'achal Tismach. But nonetheless, when you're living such a world and you understand and appreciate what that means and what the pasuk means, B'nefolei V'achal Tismach, such a person can also live in the world of Ivud Rishayim Rina. And that's how we reconcile these two psukim, and that's how we understand how Klal Yisrael sang Shira at that moment. More than that, certainly if you look at Shira Sayam, it's very clear that the thanks and the Shira that we're singing is the Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu from the deliverance from our enemy. It's not a song of happiness and joy of the death of Mitzrayim, but Ozi v'zimras kava yili lishua, Oz yashim Moshe says Shira zos l'Hashem yom elimor, Shira l'Hashem ki go, that's what we're singing and dancing about. And thus, that's the pshat as to how Klal Yisrael could sing Shira. If you take a look in the Pekadosh of Yitzhak Velazhen, the Parshas Peshalach on these psukim, as well as in the Tshuvas of the Chavos Yair, Simon Reish Chafei, both of them address this question as well with different answers, how it could be that Klal Yisrael sang Shira. But nonetheless, as we've described, this explains and the reason for the Shira. Let's conclude with the words of the Meshech Chacham in that very monumental piece in Parshas Bo, who tells us the following. Ubasoch Elu Hashanim, the Meshech Chacham Rameir Simcha lived 100 years ago. And he says, during these years, contemporary times, Kfar Nitzmechu Oivim Chadoshim Isonim Mikarov, we've seen new enemies crop up beyond Paro and the Mitzrayim, beyond Haman, beyond the Hanukkah story, beyond all of the Golos Acher Golos that we've lived through. And our oivim, our sonim, are trying to erase us from this world. These words are so relevant. What would Klal Yisrael do generation after generation? What will we be joyous about when we emerge victorious? We would be happy, smeichim, on the deliverance, on the hatzalam in arotz lashmidam, that we're free to return to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without bombs, without missiles, without terrorists and without terrorism, without tunnels, without all that destruction. We could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our land with peace and with happiness and with joy. Lo ala nekima, we're not happy about the deliverance as a result of the nekama. That's not what we're happy about. We're not happy that we have to do what we have to do. We don't want to have to be fighting and killing and murdering. That's not what we want to see. We don't want to see the drowning of the Mitzrim. And we're not looking for vengeance and revenge. But what we are happy about, and with the day that we're waiting for, counting and pining for, with great anticipation, with tilim and with tears, is that we could reach the day where we're able to be mesameach al ha'atzalah min arotz lashmidam. That's the ultimate simcha. That's the joy that we should feel. That's the reaction that we should have. When we hear of the death, the destruction, the annihilation, the assassination, it's another step in the way for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not happy that this has to happen, what happens to happen. We're not going to sing. We're not going to dance. There's not a full and complete geula just yet. But we should be happy that we're reaching the day, the time, that each and every single one, a youngster, an elder, that we're able to sing and revel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. May we see the day speedily. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect Acheinu B'nei Yisrael B'chol Makom Shehem B'Yabash B'Avir B'Yom. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect each and every soldier that are trying with their credible might to protect each and every single one of us. We pray for the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect, save, look out, and we wait for the day. V'hoya B'Yom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad Be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach.